Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Always have cash at the house. That has been, I don't know, all my life. If you're a woman and you go on a date with a man, you better have $200 in your pocket. So if that man acts up, you can go where you want to go. I don't need anything from a man. A man is not a plan. A man is a companion. I don't need anybody to foot my bills. The only man who's ever foot my bills completely is my daddy.
Ah, yes. Fannie Willis lives to fight another day for the left wing of the Democrat Party, which is also the mainstream of the Democrat Party. And the hunt for Donald Trump will continue, but without her boyfriend. She's got to leave her boyfriend by the curb so she can continue the lynching. The Democrat Party's long history of lynching continues to this day. Just ask Clarence Thomas. Your Democrat Party. So Judge McAfee rules that Fannie Willis can continue her pursuit of Donald Trump, but her boyfriend can't join her. And if that makes sense, that I'm sure that the news media is calling it a Solomon-like decision. Splitting the baby, you know. Democrats love Solomon-like decisions. Well, at least they love splitting the baby. Maybe that's a little different. Yes, sir, an amazing ruling today. Early this morning, I was quite surprised when it came out as early as it did. I expected that this would come out around closing time today. We heard a couple of days ago that he was going to render this verdict by end of week. And then we learned, oh, it'll be on Friday. And I assume when they say it's Friday, that it'll be 5:15 on Friday. But it was actually in the 9 a.m. hour, I think, that the ruling came out. Fulton County DA Fannie Willis, case against Trump can continue if she or Special Prosecutor Wade remove themselves, judge rules. Trump co-defendant Michael Roman accuses Willis of misconduct for a clandestine relationship with Nathan Wade, whom she appointed as special counsel, paid many hundreds of thousands of dollars. Wade had meetings at the Biden White House, and they kind of tried to cover that up, didn't they? Try to cover that up. And that's okay. Now, the NBC fake news headline is probably not the best one because they're not on the side of the truth. They're not on the side of justice. They're not on the side of the American way. They hate Superman, too. Judge rules Fannie Willis must step aside from Trump case or this is the one she's going to choose, fire special prosecutor Nathan Wade. What's so special about him? You might want to know. And it is that the DA is his girlfriend. That's what's so special about him. And that's why he got, $770,000 in payments. It's been about 2 years. It's a good living. It's a pretty good thing, be dating the prosecutor who decides who gets paid and how much. What a deal. Amazing stuff. So, not that that's corrupt or anything, not that that's another blow to our criminal justice system at the hands of the Democrats. And the judge, McAfee, I got to tell you, he's got to be, this is going to be a black mark on his record. That's for sure. That's not a race reference. Democrats, you know, they every time they hear, it's an issue that they have because they're the party of the Confederate States of America and the Klan and everything. So they got a lot of issues with that stuff. But a Georgia judge has ruled that embattled Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis must either step aside from the case against former President Donald Trump or fire her boyfriend, Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. Kind of a tough call. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee issued the ruling after hearing evidence presented by lawyers, as you might expect, for the co-defendants in the sweeping 2020 election interference case. Four co-defendants accused Willis of having an improper affair with Nathan Wade, whom she hired to help prosecute the case, and then lied under oath and lied in court documents. But that's okay, because Democrats lie all the time. If you fired all the Democrats who lied, no Democrat would have a job anywhere. McAfee said that the defendants failed to meet their burden of proving that the district attorney acquired an actual conflict of interest in this case through her personal relationship and recurring travels with her lead prosecutor. I don't care so much about that. What I zeroed in on when I saw it was they said things under oath that were not true, and very widely reported that there were court documents that they filled out which also misrepresented the truth. You know, Hunter Biden lied on the document that he filled out to get a handgun about being a junkie, a drug addict, and that would get anybody else in a lot of trouble. But when you're Hunter Biden, no big deal. Hunter Biden is defying a congressional subpoena too. Says he's not going to testify in open session, which they demanded a couple of months ago, was the only way they wanted to testify. And he's not going to be held accountable by the Congress for contempt of Congress, even though Peter Navarro of the Trump White House is headed to prison for contempt of Congress. Were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. But our justice system has now completely abandoned the principle of equal justice under law, because Democrats everywhere are corrupt and they corruptly abuse their powerful posts to go after the political enemies of the Democrat Party. And we have more instances, more examples now than ever before, as you might expect. However, the established record of how highlights now highlights a significant appearance of impropriety that infects the current structure of the prosecution team. Yeah, that's why they should all go, Judge. An appearance that must be removed. You know, removing her boyfriend does not remove the appearance of impropriety. This has already been going on for months, and the impropriety was ongoing, and saying that she can no longer boink the special counsel, the special prosecutor, whatever they named him, that doesn't do away with the conflict of interest or with the inappropriate conduct or with the at least appearance of lying under oath and lying in court documents. But whatever you say, Judge. All right, let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Mike calling from Tampa, Florida. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey,
love
Mike.
Your show.
Thank you.
Thanks for all you do.
You betcha.
I haven't heard this put out anywhere on television or radio, but it is available online. That judge, Scott McAfee, used to work for and under Fannie Willis. She was his boss for years. And he should have recused himself from this case. I don't get that. So that's another twist. And that's probably why he let her exhibit conduct unbecoming when she was in the courtroom, you know, in the chair there.
Everything you say is true, that Scott McAfee did work for Fannie Willis in one of his previous posts. And I actually went and found a couple of citations of this. Judge Scott McAfee had worked under Willis when she led the complex trial division of the Fulton County District Attorney's Office. McAfee was later promoted to the major case division, where he prosecuted murder cases. Willis became district attorney after McAfee no longer worked at the district attorney's office. But after leaving the district attorney's office, McAfee became assistant U.S. attorney in Northern District of Georgia, then leader of Georgia's office, the inspector general. But nevertheless, he did work for, and you know, this is like some kind of bad Hollywood movie where you got small town Georgia judge and sheriff, and you know, it's my cousin and my sister's married to his brother and used to work for him. And all of this is just fine because we have a news media that is so incredibly corrupt that they never bring any of this stuff up. And the American Bar Association Journal actually published this thing, and Michael Piercy found this morning. Judge assigned to Trump criminal case in Georgia once worked for DA. Isn't that amazing? State court judge appointed to preside in the Georgia racketeering case against former President Donald Trump once worked for Fannie T. Willis, the current Fulton County, Georgia district attorney who obtained the indictment. And you're absolutely right. What happened to the old principle of conflict of interest recusal? Because the appearance of impropriety is the standard that is brought to bear when it comes to Republicans in circumstances like this. But Democrats can have orgies in hot tubs with all of the crooks that they're engaged in these nefarious legal acts with. And it doesn't seem to be a problem with the New York Times or CNN. Why do you think that is, Michael?
Democrats, as you always say.
I think you're right.
You know, like you mentioned earlier, two of the bigger things were the perjury by three of the people who took the stand, Fannie included. Uh-huh. And fraud. They defrauded the taxpayers down there. Those aren't even addressed. And why? Because they're all probably in bed together. Not literally, but...
Well, a couple of them literally. A couple of them literally.
Yeah,
Wade and right. Fannie,
yes.
literally. And, you know, we don't know about when Judge McAfee was working under Fannie Willis exactly what that means. But who can say for sure? And honestly... Here is Newsweek magazine yesterday. Fannie Willis could face criminal perjury inquiry in Georgia. Well, why did the judge not make that the lead paragraph in his ruling today, that the prosecutor may face perjury because she apparently committed perjury during the investigation? And the appearance of impropriety is everywhere here. The district attorney in Donald Trump's election fraud case in Georgia could be facing perjury charges this week. Judge Scott, and this is left-wing Newsweek magazine, Judge Scott McAfee is expected to rule by the end of the week, and now he has, on whether Fannie Willis should be removed from the Trump trial or even face perjury charges as a result of her relationship with Nathan Wade, the chief prosecutor in the Trump case. I guess the judge, Mike, is not going to charge her with perjury, given that he just gave her a pat on the butt and a wave forward. This stinks. It
doesn't sound like it. Yep.
Yeah, that's so she's going to skate on the allegations of perjury, the claims of perjury, and it's not like she's not on camera saying the things that she said, and a number of the things that she said were untrue. And the rest of us would get in trouble for this. But again, you work in the Trump White House. You go to prison for contempt of Congress. You are Joe Biden's son. You don't even get charged with contempt of Congress. We have a third world justice system in the United States of America entirely because, as you eloquently put it, Mike, Democrats.
Yes. Thanks, though, Chris, for all you do. Thanks for getting this out there, too. People need to understand who the judge is and who he worked for and why this case is going the way it is.
The whole thing is, what is it? What else do I say? It's a circle fest in a hot tub. Yes, it is. Michael, thank you. Have a nice Tampa, Florida day.
Thanks, you too.
You know, the Omaha Steak semi-annual sale is underway right now. Get 50% off the entire Omaha Steaks website, and save on mouth-watering favorites, beautiful steaks and burgers today. Go to omahasteaks.com. Shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all your delicious favorites, the delicious flavors that you crave at half the price. And when you use my promo code PLANT, my last name, at checkout, you're going to get another $30 off your order. Half off plus $30. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, filet mignons, bacon-wrapped, beautiful, big, beefy burgers, and a lot more. Get your barbecue season underway with Omaha Steaks every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com, shop the semi-annual sale today, and don't forget to use the promo code PLANT at checkout to get another $30 off your order. Hurry, because this Omaha Steaks deal is not going to go on forever. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. The promo code is PLANT at checkout. A minimum purchase and restrictions may apply. Visit omahasteaks.com for details. Yeah. Gee, why would anyone lose faith in our system of justice in the United States of America? Yesterday, Newsweek tells us Fannie Willis could face criminal perjury inquiry. I guess not. You just go ahead. You keep going after Donald Trump. Crooked is as crooked does. The third world is here. They call themselves Democrats. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Michael Piercy and I are forming a band. It's kind of a punk band. Barbecue and the Cannibals. It's called Barbecue and the Cannibals. We're going to be playing in Port-au-Prince, which is Port-au-Prince. You see, the mayor of New York said that New York is the Port-au-Prince of New York. Of the United States. New York City is the Port-au-Prince of the United States. That's what the mayor of New York said. Now, let's get back. There are so many dumb Democrats saying so many dumb things every day. It's 3 hours is not enough. But on CNN moments ago, they had their legal expert who went to Harvard Law School, Eli Honig. And he's on talking about the decision by Judge McAfee to let Fannie Willis continue as long as she breaks up with her boyfriend, Eli Honig, Harvard Law School.
Let me just give you the seven, I think, most severe lines. And these are really serious findings by the judge about the DA. And these are all verbatim from the opinion. First of all, there is a, quote, significant appearance of impropriety that infects the prosecution team. Second, a tremendous lack in judgment. Third, the unprofessional manner of the DA's testimony. Fourth, the odor of mendacity remains. I Googled mendacity. It means lying. Fifth.
Already new order. That's right.
I Googled mendacity. It means lying. He is a 48-year-old Harvard Law School grad who's never heard the word mendacity. I was using the word mendacity when I was 7 or 8 years old. That's just extraordinary. That I'm embarrassed for him. His parents are embarrassed that they raised this guy. He Googled mendacity. It means lying. He doesn't know what and I was talking to Michael Piercy about this morning. He said, I think I learned the word mendacity first time I watched Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Because Burl Ives, you know, playing Big Daddy. Big Daddy loved the word mendacity. He used the word mendacity all the time.
The odor of mendacity remains. I Googled mendacity. It means lying.
I know you did, says the other dim-witted anchor. We are in an idiocracy. Public education. He went to Harvard Law School. Wow. Just extraordinary. Yes, the appearance of impropriety, the stink of impropriety. And Big Daddy, I think, talked about the stink of mendacity, the smell of mendacity. He's their legal expert. He went to Harvard Law School and Rutgers University. I looked him up.
The odor of mendacity remains. I Googled mendacity. It means lying.
What's that smell in this room? Didn't you notice it, Brick? Didn't you notice a powerful and obnoxious odor of mendacity in this room?
Yes, sir. I think I did.
There ain't nothing more powerful than the odor of mendacity.
Ah, yes. Big Daddy and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Ellie Honing must have just landed on this planet recently. Burl Ives, you know, Paul Newman. That was Paul Newman. He's Brick. And Elizabeth Taylor, complicated story. Tennessee Williams. Mendacity, the powerful odor of mendacity, says Big Daddy. And then I guess Judge McAfee used the turn of phrase from Tennessee Williams, the odor of mendacity, the powerful odor of mendacity. And Ellie Honig, a failed Harvard Law School graduate, is on CNN revealing that he's not entirely literate. Again, I honestly think I was using the word mendacity by third or fourth grade. Glad I didn't go to Harvard Law School. I would have ended up dumber. Just extraordinary. The powerful odor of mendacity. Let's take a phone call. Why don't we take a phone call? We've got a lot more dumb Democrat hijinks to get to today as well. Oh, lots of illegal alien mayhem because of Joe Biden. You know, just murders and kidnappings and rapes and things by all the illegal aliens that Joe Biden has waved into the country so gleefully. Let's go to Robert calling from Leonardtown, Maryland. Roberto, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
How you doing, Chris? Thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate everything you do for us. You keep me informed, and I thank you for that. I've got a pretty good question here. Mm-hmm. If the Democrats, for whatever reason, want to make and keep abortion legal, uh-huh, because it's a woman's my body, my choice, mm-hmm, why is prostitution not legal? It's their body, it's their choice. I'd like your opinion on that.
Well, they're trying to legalize prostitution.
I was not aware of that.
Oh, sure. They call prostitutes sex workers. The use of the word workers is more ubiquitous today. It's the Soviet lexicon that they use. But there is, I just did a quick thing here. The Coalition on Prostitution, San Francisco Coalition on Prostitution, began as a network of sex workers, prostitutes, service providers, I think we know what that means, to support the rights and needs of sex workers. They're trying to unionize prostitutes and legalize it because, you know, like you said, it's your body, it's your choice, and you should be able to be a prostitute if you want. Normally, women are forced into prostitution or become drug addicts and find themselves being abused by drug dealers and pimps. But Democrats want all their daughters to grow up to be Las Vegas Strip hookers because they're so open-minded that their brains fell out long ago. But since you brought this up, Robert, I've been talking about this for a long time. The you know the movie The Godfather, right?
Yes, sir. Very well aware.
And the Corleone family Vito didn't want to get into the drugs business, but Sonny did, and eventually they did get into the drugs business. But first they had prostitution and gambling. They had gambling and prostitution. And then later on got into the drugs, the organized crime, the Italian mafia, and those were their areas of interest and their streams of income. Now, the Democrat, and then we could gamble in Nevada, Las Vegas, and Reno, and then Atlantic City, and, you know, and they're like, hey, there's a lot of tax revenue in here. You know, I remember The Godfather. We just want to wet our beak. Who is that, Barzini? And we just want to wet our beak with the Corleone family's revenue streams and so on. Now, the Democrats have legalized gambling everywhere. Gambling is everywhere. Now, not just the lottery is a state-run gambling operation, and they make enormous amounts of money off of the lottery. But there are casinos everywhere. There are casinos in Maryland, in New Jersey. It's not just Nevada anymore. There's gambling in Illinois. It started with this, Indian tribes can do it, wink, wink, and the gangsters get involved as usual. But the gangsters now are the state, Robert, because they have taken, now the Corleone family, organized crime, doesn't control gambling anymore because the states control gambling and they take their piece of gambling. Now, the Democrats have legalized pot, right? And they legalize pot. You can buy pot in stores in Washington, D.C. and a lot of other places. And they wet their beak. The Democrats, the state, the government wets their beak. They get a piece of the gambling operation, just like the Corleone family did. They get a piece of the sale of drugs, just like the Corleone family did. in the state of Oregon, they legalized all drugs, heroin and fentanyl and so on. And now they're reversing that because everybody died once they figured that out. And the Democrats want their piece of the drugs. They want their piece of the gambling. And they want their piece of prostitution, just like the Corleone family. The Democrat Party is putting organized crime out of business because they're taking over everything that organized crime used to control: gambling, drugs, and very soon, prostitution. And I mean this, Robert, you can look it up and you can find they call them sex workers, and they want to unionize in San Francisco and beyond in California. And they're providing legal protections to prostitutes rather than trying to combat prostitution. Nobody really wants their daughter to grow up to be a hooker. Although, you know, Democrats need to get their love somewhere. It's an amazing thing, but they're taking over. They're taking over what organized crime used to do, and they're doing it for the same reason: to get their piece of the action, to wet their beaks. Where was it? It was in Oregon with the drug legalization, legalizing all heroin and fentanyl and everything else, which they did in the year 2020. And they spent $300 million of pot revenue, tax revenue they got from the sale of marijuana, to fund the legalization of heroin and fentanyl and everything else. Now, that, of course, has been disastrous, and now they're running from that and pretending like they're never in favor of it. But the Democrat Party in our government is organized crime today. It's got to be tough for a gangster out there these days.
Well, sir, I appreciate your information. I was not aware that prostitution was even on the books to be made potentially legal. So I'm going to have to start writing some letters to my local congresspeople, my congresspeople in the federal part, and even talk to my governor, because that's ridiculous, sir. I can't even fathom.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I thank you, sir. And please keep up the good fight. I tell everybody that I know to listen to you. You're a very informed man. You know what's going on, and you tell the truth. God forbid we do that anymore in this world, but you tell the truth. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Thank you, Robert. You know,
it's
one of my favorite sayings, because it's one of my sayings. I have a lot of favorite sayings that are my sayings. You know, but nothing gets you in trouble like the truth is one of the sayings. That's absolutely true. Amazing. Here's San Francisco strippers are different, win right to form a union, right? But then more recently, San Francisco residents say the street has turned into the Las Vegas Strip, alleged sex workers, that street prostitutes, right? San Francisco, the sex worker struggle. San Francisco Bay Guardian Archive, and they're struggling for legal rights and legal protections and unionization. And they want to be, and this is how it starts. You know, you legalize pot in one jurisdiction, and then before you know it, there are pot stores in New York and Chicago and Washington, D.C. and every place else. And I'm not like a crusader against pot or anything. It's not the worst thing in the world, but everywhere you go in D.C., it's you just walk down the sidewalk and you can smell pot everywhere, because people walk, it's illegal to walk around smoking pot, but the police don't enforce it, because why would they? You're going to waste a lot of time arresting people, bring them down. The Democrats will get you in trouble for enforcing the law. Yeah, but the Democrats want to unionize and to legalize prostitution, just like they legalized heroin and fentanyl in Oregon. And here is December 30th of 2023, about 4 months ago, San Francisco Standard: Bay Area sex shop workers seek to unionize. Sure. That's your Democrat Party. And it is. I was several years ago, I was watching The Godfather again, and I said, well, look at that. The Democrats are putting the Corleones out of business. And maybe that's their plan, except they became the gangsters. Pretty amazing stuff. Yeah, legalized prostitution is a big thing. All right, we have more. We have lots more. The Democrats are anti-Semites. Even their Jews are anti-Semites, because it's party first, party last, party always, party all the time, party all the time, as the Democrats say. And Chuck Schumer, who is Jewish, the highest ranking Jewish American official, I think, in the history of the country as the Senate majority leader. And Chuck Schumer, I played some of this for you yesterday, but he's out there expressing his opposition to Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, and says that he needs to go. He's tampering in foreign elections, as the Democrats have done repeatedly in Israel. Barack Obama meddled in the Israeli elections too, anti-Benjamin Netanyahu. He's too manly for them, very intimidating to Barack Obama and Larry Sinclair and Charles Schumer. The Lizard King, Chuck Schumer.
We should not be forced into a position of unequivocally supporting the actions of an Israeli government that include bigots who reject the idea of a Palestinian state.
That was the Lizard King yesterday morning while we were on the air, but we pulled it for you because Michael Piercy located Chuck Schumer. He was able to betray Israel and the Jewish people and the United States of America in one fell swoop, a fell swoop by the Lizard King. That's pretty good. Jewish American, he can betray Jews and America at the same time. Speaker of the House, and again, we played that and a couple more for you yesterday, of Schumer going after Netanyahu, and they've got to have elections because Chuck Schumer says so. An Israeli government official was on the television this morning expressing his discomfort and disappointment, let's say, with Schumer and the Democrat Party. Speaker of the House is Mike Johnson. He's not Jewish, but he's on the side of Western civilization.
This is not only highly inappropriate, it's just plain wrong for an American leader to play such a divisive role in Israeli politics while our closest ally in the region is in an existential battle for its very survival.
Its very existence against a genocidal enemy, which is backed by the Biden White House. They're going to build him a port and then start bringing him stuff. And then it's insulting to animals, the savages of Hamas will come out and massacre people and steal everything. And they'll pretend that they're surprised at the Biden White House. And the White House press corps will be a surprise too, because only one or two of them listen to this show. They won't be surprised. Congressman Steve Scalise, who was shot and nearly assassinated by a Bernie Sanders campaign volunteer named James Hodgkinson, also had a thing or two to say about Chuck Schumer and his self-loathing Jewish, anti-Semitic, anti-American, anti-Western screed yesterday on the Senate floor.
To have Senate Majority Leader Schumer attacking the democratically elected leadership of Israel is disgraceful.
It is the only democratic government in that region of the world. And the Democrats are only opposed to Israel. They're pro-Hamas, genocidal death cult. Democrats, Hamas, me, Israel. Been to Israel, look forward to going back to Israel. Chuck Schumer undermining our ally. And again, this is the only democracy, it's the only country in the region where they don't hang people when they're alleged to be gay. The Hamas people, and I love in America, we've got mentally disturbed Democrats, which may be repetitive and duplicative and unnecessarily, but the Democrats are gay people for Hamas. They've got their rainbow flags and their transgender flags. They got a flag for everything, but not a brain to speak of. And they're out there chanting from the river to the sea, wipe Israel off the map, and wearing the red hand of the Ramallah lynching at the Oscars, which is a symbol of genocide of the Jewish people. And people that call themselves liberals are wearing them at the Oscars. And Israel is the only country in the region that has actual elections that allows straight people and gay people to sit next to each other at dinner tables and restaurants, that doesn't hang gay people. It's the only country in that region where Muslim Arabs live next door to Israeli Jews and Christians and atheists and Zoroastrians. And the Democrats are undermining them and supporting the genocidal death cult that is Hamas, whose charter demands the extermination of the Jewish people and wiping out Israel from the river to the sea. And we've got Democrats in the U.S. that call themselves liberals that chant from the river to the sea. This is Congressman Tom Emmer.
If he wanted to focus on elections overseas, maybe he should have called for an election in Gaza instead.
Just a thought. That'd be a good idea. Big news this morning. Hamas is proposing a ceasefire. All they want is 1,000 convicted murderers, savages, to be released from Israeli jails. People that were arrested, given rights, put on trial and found guilty by juries and then put in prison. The savages of Hamas want about 1,000 of them. And then they say maybe they'll release the hostages that they're torturing and raping. They'll start with the children and the women and then the elderly. I got an idea. We've got this thing called the mother of all bombs. Maybe that'll change your thinking a little bit. And the news media is all, oh, look, Hamas. It's an olive branch from Hamas. No, they're holding hostages and they're demanding that their criminals be released. And then they're bartering with the lives of the hostages that they've taken and tortured all these months. All right, now, we all know more Democrats means more crime. Oh, and actually, I want to follow up on what Robert and I were talking about a moment ago, too. Because I went and I found this story from ABC7 in San Francisco from February 14th of 2023. February 14th of 2023. Resolution pushing to legalize sex work in California. That's prostitution. KGO, a resolution pushing to legalize sex work and red light districts within the state of California was introduced. I think that might be redundant. Am I right? That's because it's California. Now, let me get back to they want to legalize crime because then they can get their piece of it. They're the Corleone family, but they're transgender Corleone families. In New York yesterday, a man was shot in the head on the subway. Now, the governor there, a Democrat, dispatched the National Guard and state police to the New York City subways, and then she ordered that the National Guard lay down their M16 rifles, their M4 rifles, because that scared the Democrats who would rather be thrown in front of a subway train. But there was a shooting, and it's kind of a crazy story because there was an altercation, two men, and man number one pulls out a gun, a handgun. I'm going like this with my hands. Like I just pulled out a gun. Man number one pulls out a gun. And threatens man number two. Man number two grabs the gun, strips it away from man number one, and shoots man number one in the head. At the same time, a woman stabbed man number one in the back. Now, this is just another day on the subway in New York City. It's no big deal. While this was going on, I will play audio for you because a gang of New Yorkers were down on the floor of their subway car, huddled in a little mass with a woman saying, "Where's the NYPD? Where's the NYPD? Well, you voted to defund them. And now they're nowhere to be found, and they won't protect. Where's Daniel Penny? Maybe Daniel Penny could defend you. He's the one that they're going to try to throw in jail for stopping a lunatic on the subway."
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.